We are in Simin Kuf Lamed Hey. We're up to Sif Gimel. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel through Hey. Kohen Korah B'Torah Rishon V'Achrav Levi V'Achrav Yisrael. Now, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of the Kiddushta, which is to have a Kohen do everything first. Anything of Kavod, the Kohen does first. So he should get the first Aliyah. However, a Kohen is allowed to be mochel that. Ezra was metakin, so that you shouldn't have darkei shalom, a machlokas and shul, of who should really get the first aliyah, and said the Kohen cannot be mochel, the first aliyah is for Kohen, the second one is for Levi, and the third one for Yisrael. What if there is no Kohen in shul? So then the first aliyah should go to the most chashuv person. Chashuv does not mean the oldest, it means the greatest Talmud Chacham. The idea of giving a Levi after a Kohen, it says that Ezra made an asmachta, he was so mechan on the Pasuk, Vayitna la Kohenim b'nei Levi, the Pasuk refers to the Kohenim as b'nei Levi, don't we know that they're b'nei Levi? To let us know that Leviim are to follow the Kohenim. Siv Dalet, Haminig ha-Pashit sha'afilu Kohen amoretz kodum likros lefnei chocham godol Yisrael. The minig is that a Kohen amoretz has kedima over a Kohen who is a godol b'Yisrael. Vahu shakohen yodea likros, with the one stipulation that the Kohen can read. Miu im yuchal likros im ha-shatz mila b'mila sagi b'kach. If he can lane along with the shatz, that's good enough. Shim eni yodea likros heich yivarach ala Torah. How can he make a bracha if he can't even lane? Lamaisa, we are knowing that even if he could lane a bal peh, meaning he just follows he says the same thing that the Shliach Tzibur does, that the Bal Kori does, even though he can't read it inside, nevertheless he could make a bracha on it. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down if there's a Kohen Talmud Chacham in the shul, and there's also a Kohen Amoretz, and there are Yisraelim that are Talmidei Chachamim, it is wrong to call the Kohen Amoretz before you calling up the Talmidei Chachamim, since you have the option of calling up a Kohen Talmud Chacham. Which would mean that in a shul where you have one Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham, another Kohen who's an Amoretz, and the Yisraelim are really big Talmidei Chachamim, that the Kohen Amoretz would never really get Kohen based on that. Now, the fact that the Mechaber calls it minhag means that there are those who hold otherwise. There are those who hold that really a Talmud Chacham Yisrael comes before a Kohen Amoretz. However, we are not knowing like that. And now that we are not knowing like that, and the reason you're calling up the Kohen Amoretz first is because of minhag, it is not considered a bizoyan HaTorah either. Sifhei, im ha-Sefer Torah pasuach va-Kohen korei shma. What happens if the Sefer Torah is open and the Kohen saying shma? Eino rashoi lahafsik. He should not be mafsik. Now this is talking about where they did not call him up. Where they already called him up, we already had a discussion in the halachas of Krishma and the brachas of what a Kohen is mafsik for. And if they did call him up, then we saw that there's a daya that holds that he's supposed to be mafsik. Nevertheless, lechatchila, you should not call him up if he's in the middle of Shema, according to anybody. The Mishnah Brura does say that if he's Bein HaPrakim, perhaps there you could be Mekel. Further, Hagah v'chein betaynis sha'achar Pesach v'sukis. This is on Taynis Bahab after Pesach and Sukis. Shekorin v'chal. Im ein ha-Kohen mis'ane, if the Kohen is not fasting, korin Yisrael. You can't call him, you call Yisrael instead. The tov sheyelach hakomi beis haknesses. It's ideal that the Kohen leave the shul mishum pgam, that people shouldn't be choshed that there's some reason they don't call him for Kohen because there's a psul in his kahuna. In a place where the minig is that they sell the first aliyah of Bereshis, so if that minig was made with the consent of the Kohanim years ago, that minig remains and no Kohen can protest. Whereas, if there wasn't such a minhag, and you want to make such a minhag, you must have the consent of the Kohanim. You cannot force Kohanim to give up their right to the first aliyah simply because you're trying to make more money for the shul.